Hi, welcome to this AAT podcast. My name is Tim Buss. The subject is VAT and charities, which is a wide-ranging subject, and I'm going today to talk about general principles and registration. Later podcasts on charities will look at other issues. First of all, the term charity has no precise meaning in law. In England and Wales, most charities are registered with the Charity Commission under the Charities Act 1993. But certain charities, for example, universities, churches and other places of worship, and certain small charities with annual turnover below £1,000, are exempt from such registration. Charities exempt from registration, and charities in Northern Ireland, must be approved by the charity team in HMRC in order to be recognised as such for tax, including VAT, purposes. There is no distinction for VAT purposes between those charities registered with one of the charity regulators and those that are not. However, unregistered charities claiming VAT relief may need to demonstrate that they have charitable status. This may be achieved from the written objects or by the recognition of the charitable status by HMRC. There is more on this in the VAT notice 701/1/04. Since the introduction of VAT, the law has provided a range of special reliefs which cover many supplies to and by charities. Zero rating applies to some supplies to charities, and there are some exemptions, zero rating and other concessions for business supplies by charities. However, it should be noted there is no general relief from VAT for goods supplied to charities, and in general the normal VAT rules apply to business supplies made by charities. Under charity law, charities can carry out primary purpose trading, that is, trading activities in the course of carrying out their primary purpose. For example, the holding of an art exhibition by a charitable art gallery or museum in return for admission charges. Charities may also wish to carry out what's called non-primary purpose trading as a way of raising money. For example, a charity whose primary purpose is providing education may sell Christmas cards and gifts through a catalogue. Charity law does not permit charities to carry out non-primary purpose trading in their own right on a substantial basis. Therefore, in order to carry out non-primary purpose trading on a significant scale, charities have to establish subsidiary trading companies. These are trading companies controlled by one or more charities, but are not themselves charities. Although profits of these subsidiaries can be passed to the charity free of corporation tax, they are not charities, and therefore most of the VAT reliefs available to charities are not available to subsidiary trading companies. Where a charity and its trading subsidiaries are VAT registered, it may be possible, under certain conditions, for them to register as a VAT group. It is important not to confuse the term trading, as frequently used by a charity, to describe its non-charitable commercial fundraising activities with business, as used for VAT purposes. Although trading activities will invariably be business activities, business for VAT purposes can have a much wider application and include some or all of the charity's primary or charitable activities. Registration and the basic principles. Any business, including a charity or its trading subsidiary, but makes taxable supplies in excess of the VAT registration threshold, currently £70,000 per annum, must register for VAT. Taxable supplies are business transactions that are liable to VAT at either the standard rate, reduced rate, or zero rate. If a charity's income from taxable supplies is below the VAT registration threshold, it can still voluntarily register for VAT. But a charity that makes no taxable supplies, either because it has no business activities or because its supplies or income are exempt from VAT, cannot register for VAT. Where a VAT-registered charity makes supplies of goods and services in the course of its business activities, the VAT liability of those supplies is, in general, determined in the normal way as for any other business. There are certain supplies by charities which are zero-rated, and there are certain exempt supplies by charities. A later podcast will consider the VAT reliefs of zero-rating and exemption in more detail. Even if VAT registered, a charity should not charge VAT on any non-business supplies or income. Once registered, a charity can reclaim VAT incurred on costs. The first stage in determining the amount of VAT, such as a VAT-registered charity can reclaim, is to eliminate all the VAT incurred that relates to its non-business activities. It cannot reclaim any VAT it is charged on costs that directly relate to its non-business activities. It will also not be able to reclaim a proportion of the VAT on its general expenses, for example, telephone and electricity, that relate to these non-business activities. There are various methods which can be used to calculate the recoverable proportion of VAT on costs, and this also will be the subject of a later podcast. Business and non-business activities. An organisation such as a charity that is run on a non-profit-making basis may still be regarded as carrying on a business activity for VAT purposes. This is unaffected by the fact that the activity is performed for the benefit of the community. It is therefore vital for a charity to determine whether any particular activity is a business or a non-business activity. This applies both when considering registration. For example, if there is no business activity, a charity cannot be registered and therefore cannot recover any input tax. And after registration. If registered, a charity must account for VAT on taxable supplies it makes by way of business. Income from any non-business activities is not subject to VAT, and it affects the amount of VAT reclaimable as input tax. As I've already stated, business has a wide meaning for VAT purposes, and the legislation and EU directives use the term economic activity rather than business. UK VAT legislation and decisions by the courts and VAT tribunals have a bearing on the nature of the activities and whether it is business or non-business. An activity may still be business if the amount charged does no more than cover the costs of the charity of making the supply, or even where the charge is less than cost. If a charity makes no charge at all, the activity is unlikely to be considered business. An area of particular difficulty for charities when considering whether their activities are in the course of business is receipt of grant funding. I'll say more about this later on. Now going to consider some common income activities of charities. Firstly, admission to premises. Where a charity admits visitors to places of interest, gardens, exhibitions, entertainment, functions, etc. for a charge, this is a business activity. A VAT-registered charity must account for VAT on this income at the standard rate, that is 20%, unless the income is for admittance to a qualifying fundraising event, in which case it is exempt from VAT. I will say more about fundraising events later. Or the income is covered by the exemption for admission to museums, galleries, art exhibitions, zoos, and theatrical, musical, or choreographic performances. One problem with admissions is where a charity requests a donation in lieu of admission. True donations are outside the scope of VAT. If admission to the premises is not dependent on a payment, then the monies received are donations. But if admission is conditional upon payment, VAT must be accounted for at the standard rate, even if the payment is described as a donation. A charity which suggests an amount that visitors may wish to contribute, but does not insist on payment of that amount before allowing admission, can treat the amounts received as donations. An admission fee of, say, £20, plus a minimum voluntary contribution of £30, has been held to fail this test, implying that a £30 donation was compulsory. If there is no charge for admission, there is no business activity, and any monies received can be treated as donations and outside the scope of VAT. Secondly, advertising in brochures, programmes, annual reports, etc. The sale of such advertising space is a business activity and is normally standard rated. There are a number of exceptions. Firstly, by concession, provided 50% or more of the total number of advertisements in a publication are clearly placed by private individuals, the charity can treat all sums received from advertisers as non-business and therefore outside the scope of VAT, and therefore no VAT is chargeable. A private advertisement must make no reference to a business at all. Secondly, the supply of advertising to another charity can be zero rated, that is a rate of tax at 0%. Thirdly, the sale of advertising space in brochures or programmes for a fundraising event is exempt from VAT. Affinity credit cards. A charity may receive payments from a bank, building society or other financial institutions in return for the charity endorsing that institution's credit card and recommending its use to the charity's members or supporters. This is a business activity and the payments would normally be treated as standard rated. For example, they would be treated as marketing services provided to the financial institution. However, HMRC recognised that a large element of such payments could be charitable and not payment for services rendered, provided the charity is not acting as intermediary between the card provider and the applicant. HMRC allowed charities to treat part of these payments as standard rated and the remainder as outside the scope of VAT. There has to be two agreements. One agreement between the charity or its trading subsidiary and the card provider should provide for the supply by the charity of the necessary marketing and publicity services, access to membership lists and other promotional activity for the card marketing services. These supplies are taxable at the standard rate. A second and separate agreement between the charity and the card provider should provide for contributions to be made by the card provider in respect of the use only of the charity's name and or logo. Contributions made under this agreement can be treated as outside the scope of VAT. There is more information on this aspect in the HMRC VAT Notice 701/1/04, and in particular, paragraph 5.3 and 8.1. The sale of goods in charity shops. The sale of donated and bought-in goods by charities and their trading subsidiaries is a business activity. That is, goods which are bought in for sale. However, donated goods are zero rated, so the sale, hire or export of donated goods by a charity and, in most instances, by its trading subsidiary is zero rated. Zero rating also applies where the goods are sold at a qualifying fundraising event. But as stated, if a charity buys in goods for resale, it must account for VAT at the standard rate on the sale unless the goods are zero-rated or reduced-rated in their own right, such as children's clothes or books. Bought-in goods sold at qualifying fundraising events are exempt from VAT. Catering is normally a business activity liable to VAT at the standard rate. But some catering can be exempt from VAT when carried out by a charity. For example, catering supplied as part of a welfare service, such as meals for residents of care homes and supplies of food and drink, but not alcohol, from trolleys, canteens and shops to patients in hospitals or inmates in prisons. And also, catering provided as part of a qualifying fundraising event. Catering may also be a non-business activity when it forms part of a non-business supply of welfare. There is more about welfare in VAT Notice 701/1/04, in particular paragraph 5.6. Donations. A donation which is freely given and does not entitle a donor to any further benefit is not consideration for a supply and is outside the scope of VAT. The giving of a low-value token, such as a flag, as an acknowledgement of the donation, is not treated as supply for consideration, provided no minimum payment is specified. Dividends and interest. Dividends received on shares and interest received from banks, building societies and other financial institutions are outside the scope of VAT and regarded as part of the charity's non-business income. Export of goods. The export of any goods by a charity, including goods exported free of charge, to a place outside the European Community is treated as a business activity and zero rated, This allows the charity to reclaim any VAT charged on purchases of goods in the UK. Free supplies. A free supply of services is a non-business activity and therefore outside the scope of VAT. This may cover many of the services typically provided by the charity, for example, first aid at public functions, rescue at sea. If the recipient makes a financial contribution towards the work of the charity, this does not turn the activity into a business activity, provided the money is freely given. A free supply of goods is also usually a non-business activity. But, as I've already said, the free export of goods is a business activity and is in the charity's interest because the export of goods is zero rated. Qualifying fundraising events is a very wide subject and covers not only the events, but goods and services provided at the event. A separate podcast will be produced later to deal totally with this subject. But basically, for an event to qualify as a fundraising event, there must be no more than 15 events in any financial year in the same location. If more than 15 events are held in the same location in the financial year of the charity, then all the charitable events are taxable at the standard rate rather than exempt. So a charity needs to be careful on the number of events organised in a particular location per year. The second condition is the event must be advertised as a charity fundraising event, otherwise all supplies made at the event become taxable at the standard rate, unless goods are specifically relieved of VAT by legislation, such as children's clothes and books. Hiring out buildings, including village halls. The hiring out of a building by a charity for a fee is normally a business activity. The fees received are exempt from VAT unless the charity has opted to tax the building. That is, the charity has opted to change the liability from exempt to standard rated. It would do so in order to recover VAT on costs. If the option to tax the building has been made, the fees received are standard rated, except the option to tax cannot be applied if the premises being let is a dwelling, for example, a residential flat above a charity shop, for a relevant charitable purpose, such as a village hall or similar, or for a non-business purpose, or for a relevant residential purpose, for example, a residential home for children or disabled people, or a hospice. In all these occasions, the fees for hiring the building remain exempt, and the exemption cannot be overridden by the option to tax. Where the hire of the building or part of a building is incidental to the provision of facilities, for example, the hiring of facilities for playing sport, the supply is normally standard rated. However, where rooms are hired as facilities for playing sport for a period exceeding 24 hours or more, or for a series of 10 or more sessions, the supply may be exempt. Membership subscriptions. The provision of membership benefits to members by a charity is a business activity, and the VAT liability of a membership subscription depends on the benefits being supplied. Normally, this means that the provider must decide whether it is making a single or multiple supply and tax the subscription accordingly. If it is making a single supply, then VAT applies to the whole of the membership benefit unless the only benefit provided is zero-rated in its own right, such as a book. However, as a concession, a charity may, if it wishes, treat a single supply of membership benefits as a multiple supply. If this is the case, the VAT treatment of each benefit can then be considered separately and the subscription charge apportioned so that, for example, the supply of magazines or handbooks to members can be zero rated, with the remainder of the subscription being standard rated. Many charities operate patron or supporter schemes offering benefits, for example, free admission to special exhibitions, the right to receive regular publications, discounts on shop purchases, etc., in return for a minimum payment. The minimum payment is business income and is standard rated, although if one of the benefits to patrons or supporters is the right to receive publications, it may be possible for the charity to treat part of the payment as zero-rated. As promised earlier, I'm now going to cover grant funding, which is of particular relevance to charities and causes particular difficulties to charities. Charities often receive funding to support their charitable activities. If funding is freely given, with nothing supplied in return, then no VAT is due. The funding is not consideration for any supply and is therefore outside the scope of VAT. But if funding is given in return for goods or services supplied by the charity, such funding is consideration for a supply, and VAT may be due on the income if the goods and or the services supplied by the charity in return are taxable at either the standard rate or the reduced rate. To decide whether funding is consideration for a supply, a charity should consider the following questions. Firstly, does the donor receive anything in return for the funding? Certain benefits to the donor, such as copies of reports, are seen as necessary safeguards to ensure the money is spent correctly and that the end product is put to proper use. They can be ignored where they are incidental to the primary purpose of the project and are minimal in relation to the amount of funding. Secondly, if the donor does not receive a benefit, does a third party benefit instead? If the answer is yes, then is there a direct link between the money paid by the funder and the supply received by the third party? Are any conditions attached to the funding which go beyond the requirement to account for the funds, commonly referred to as good housekeeping? If the answer to any of the above questions is yes, this is an indication that the funding may not be freely given and may be consideration for a supply. One further point, where a charity is supported by outside the scope funding, this does not determine the nature of any supplies it makes. For example, it does not follow that outside the scope income means that the charity will only have non-business activities. In conclusion, charities do get a rough deal from VAT. As I've already said, they have to be treated as businesses unless the services are particularly of a non-business nature, and normal VAT rules apply. I will consider in later podcasts some of the reliefs available for supplies to charities and in more detail by charities. The European legislation, which governs the UK VAT legislation, does not make too much concession towards charities. Many of the zero ratings have been hard fought by HMRC in negotiations with its European counterparts. Having said that, the VAT regulations do provide complexity for charities who are sometimes administered by volunteers. And they do get the best, or the worst, shall we say, of all worlds, in that not only have they got standard-rated items, they've got zero-rated items, they've got exempt items, they've got non-business items, which in turn leads to problems with recovery of input tax. I'll also look at recovery of input tax in a later podcast. Thank you.